All right, so let's talk about first a typical case, right? Plaintiff sues defendant. Plaintiff advances his position. Defendant advances his position. He is supported by his insurance company. They fight it out. A judgment is rendered, and hopefully that judgment is payable by the insurance company, right? It's not that difficult. That's how the system is designed to work. Now, what happens when the insurance company disappears? This is when you start to get some creative solutions. Now you've got a plaintiff who needs a satisfactory number. You need a defendant with a need to reduce its risk profile. And together, they want to flip that judgment to be one that the carrier will pay. What's wrong with that, right? The problem is, the Texas Supreme Court does not like these sort of creative solutions. I culled these phrases from Texas Supreme Court opinions when faced with these types of arrangements. They are a sham, an untruth. This is inimical to the adversary system. Perpetrates a fraud. These are not phrases we want to see in our opinions. As lawyers, when we argue before the court, we don't like to hear these words about our practice and our positions that we advance. We see these phrases, collusion, fraud, inflation, not only in court opinions, but also in party briefs. Plaintiff schemed to obtain an excess judgment. It is astronomical. The case has been manufactured. Proceedings are rife with collusion, and this misconduct needs to be presented to a jury. These statements, too, we don't like to use.